continuing in the Gemara in Masechta Menachos, Daf Tzadik Yemel. Smicha is done on the head of the animal. This is learned from the Pasuk Yaday al Harosh. And if smicha was done on the side of the head, it's no good. It must also be done with both hands, and there can't be a chatzitza. The Mishnah. There is a chumra by smicha versus tnufa, and that smicha cannot be done for other people. By tnufa, there is a chumra that it's both by a carbon yachid and a carbon tzibor, by something which is dead or alive, and whether it has ruach chaim or not. Masha'enkein by smicha. The Gemara. The process of going up the ramp with the Kohen Gadol was often done with two people, and sometimes many Kohanim would give to each other until it got to the Kohen Gadol at the top, and the Kohen Gadol on top would do the smicha. This marks the end of this parak. Now let's begin the 11th parak, Parak Shtei Halechem, the Mishnah. The Shtei Halechem of Shavuos are kneaded and baked separately. The Lechem Hapanim, which is done weekly, were kneaded separately, but baked in pairs. When it was removed from the oven, it was put into a special keli, so its shape would remain intact. Gemara. There were three special molds used for the lechem hapanim at different stages, so it maintained its special shape. The shape of the mold, according to Rabbi Chanina, was the shape of a box with no top and open on both sides. Rabbi Yochanan said it was the shape of a ship, bottom is thin and the sides widen, but at the front it narrows into a V shape. According to both, the bazichin, the spices, were placed underneath the lechem. Daf Tzadik Hei. If the lechem hapanim was taken out of the azara, there is a psul of yaitze. What about when they traveled with the mishkan? Was there also a psul of yaitze? Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shua ben Levi argued. One said pasul, one said not pasul. Finally, when the curtains of the mishkan were rolled up, at that point, all kachim became pasul because of yaitze. The Mishnah. By the shtei halechem and the lechem hapanim, the kneading and the shaping could happen outside of the Azara, but the Afia had to be done inside of the Azara. Rabbi Yehuda said, everything must be done inside the Azara. Rabbi Shimon says, everything can be done anywhere in Yerushalayim, but the Afia should be done before Shabbos, since it's possible to do it before Shabbos. Gemara. The Machlokes regarding what has to be done in the Azara is darshan from Psukim about David HaMelech. Daf Tzadik Vav, the next Mishnah. The Chavitei Kohen Gadol, which was done every day, all of it must be done in the Azara, and all of it is Deicha Shabbos. This is because since it's Niskadesh, if we do the preparations before Shabbos, it will become Pasul Belina. But the grinding and the sifting, which could be done before Shabbos, are not Deicha Shabbos. As Rabbi Akiva said, he said a Klal Gadol, Kol Melacha She'efshar La'Soseim Erev Shabbos, Ein Deicha Shabbos. Any Melacha for anything, which normally is Deicha Shabbos, but if that melacha can be done before Shabbos, then if it wasn't done before Shabbos, we can't do it on Shabbos. This same halacha, incidentally, of kol melacha she'efshal asaisem erev Shabbos eina doiches haShabbos, also applies to bris milah. We know that bris milah is doiches Shabbos if it's performed on the eighth day. And although the actual bris itself overrides Shabbos, anything that involves the preparations of the bris, like bringing the knife and so on, have to be done before Shabbos. Similarly, any hot water or any disinfectants or so on needed for the baby after the bris has to be prepared before Shabbos. If the male forgot to prepare these medications or to bring the knife, for example, before Shabbos, most paiskim hold that the bris has to be maintained until Sunday. This is brought in Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim Simen Shin Chaf Ches, in Yerodea Simen Reish Mem Vav, in the Rif in the Tur, and is also brought in the Mishnah Berurah Simen Shin Lamed Aleph Sifkat and Chav Dalet. And this is because, as Rabbi Akiva says, any preparation, kol melacha she'efshal asaisem erev Shabbos, ein adaycha es haShabbos. The Ramban, however, which is brought in the Ran and the Rajba, in the Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, allows a bris to be performed anyway on Shabbos. He argues that the bris should be performed without the medicines, and they should be prepared afterwards, since after the bris is performed, the baby is considered in a situation of pikuach nefesh. At that point, the male is allowed to prepare the medications based on the halacha that pikuach nefesh does take precedence over Shabbos. Continuing in the Mishnah, every mincha requires a maisa of a klei shareis in the azara, and we also say that the lechem hapanim each was 10 tvachim long and 5 wide. The shtei halechem was 7 tvachim long and 4 wide, and the table for the lechem hapanim had 4 pillars of gold for support. the Gemara. The Shulchan had four kanim to separate the bread so they wouldn't touch each other. Although normally a stationary kli eitz is not mekabel tuma, but since the Shulchan has a base kibel and it's sometimes moved, for example on Yontav to show it to Klal Yisrael, it could be mekabel tuma. Finally, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi said a great ness occurred with the lechem apanim, in that just like it was warm and fresh when it was put on the Shulchan, so too a week later it was warm and fresh when it was taken off from the Shulchan. Daf Tzadik Zayin. Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Lozer said, at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, when the Shulchan existed, the Mizbeach was Mechaper. Today, where there was no Beis HaMikdash, Rashi says, a person's individual Shulchan, when he shares his Shulchan and food with Aniyim and Archim, this is considered to be the same type of Kapara. Kuntres Aladaf also brings Taisvis, that says, in support of this explanation, he brings the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Gimel Amid Beis, which extols the virtues of feeding hungry wayfarers, Gedayla Legima. The Gemara there mentions cases where the sins of certain individuals were overlooked because they provided food for hungry people who were traveling. The Marsha cites additional support for this pshat from the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Nun Dalad Amid Beis, where Rabbi Yehuda says that Hashem lengthens the days of one who lengthens his meals. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Yehuda refers to one who spends a long time at his table, hoping that a poor person who is in need of a meal will pass by. In connection with this, the Gemara cites Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar's drasha, which teaches that a person's shulchan provides atonement akin to that of the mizbeach, which clearly indicates that this drasha pertains, this Gemara here in the Gemara, pertains to one who feeds poor people at his table. We should also mention the famous Shibayli HaLeket, which is brought in the Beis Yosef and the Ramah Rechaim Simin Kuf Samach Zayin Sifhei, who says that one must have salt on his table, since one's table is likened to the Mizbeach, and there is a mitzvah to salt all karbanos offered on the Mizbeach. The Gemara says there were four support beams from the Shulchan, and special poles called kanim to separate the breads and make sure there is air circulating so they would remain fresh. Rameir says, all amos used in the Beis HaMikdash were amos beninus, i.e. of six tvachim, except for certain parts of the two mizbeches. The height of the mizbech was 54 tvachim. The mizbech achitzan at the bottom was a square of 32 by 32 amos, and if you went up two amos, you hit the yesod, the foundation. Finally, the azara was 187 amos long, going from east to west. When you went in, you went in from the east and you went towards the west, and it was 135 amos wide. This included the Ulam, which led to the Heichal, which then led to the Kodesh Kadoshim. The Cheshbon of 187 from east was 11 Amos for the Yisraelim, then going further west, 11 for Kohanim, 32 for the Mizbeach Achitzai, 22 in the area called Bein Ulam HaMizbeach, i.e. the Mizbeach until the Ulam. The Heichal was then 100 Amos, which included the Kodesh Kadoshim, and finally there were another 11 Amos between the Kodesh Kadoshim until the final wall. Daf Tzadik Ches. By the eastern gate, there was a picture of Shushan HaBira, so people should be grateful to Malchus Paras for letting them leave to Yerushalayim in order to build the Bayis Sheni. Others said this picture was there so that the fear of the Malchus should be upon them. Rabbi Yanai added, a person should always have respect for the Malchus, li'olam te'emas Malchus Alecha, as we see from Moshe Rabbeinu, who had respect for Parai. The Gemara says trees used to grow next to the stream that came from the Kodesh Kadoshim. These trees had this special magical ability to heal certain illnesses. All the vessels of the Beis HaMikdash had lengths that were parallel to the length of the Beis HaMikdash, i.e. east to west, except for the Aron, which was north to south. Based on this, the Smak in Simen Reish Pei, also brought in Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim, Simen Tuf Reish Ayin Aleph, Sif Zayin, writes that the Chanukah Menorah in any shul today is meant to resemble the Menorah of the Beis HaMikdash, and should therefore be placed on the south side of the shul, i.e. to the right of the Shliach Tzibur. The Gemara says Shlomo HaMelech made 10 shulchanos for the Bayis Rishon. They were all in the north, 5 to the right and 5 to the left. He also made 10 menorahs in the Beis HaMikdash. The neiros of the menorah were 7 in number. The middle was the most chashuv. The left 3 faced inward towards the middle candle, and the right 3 faced inward also towards this middle candle. There is a similar halacha by Sefer Torah on Monday and Thursday that we have to have a minimum of 10 psukim when we lane on Monday and Thursday. And the most chashav aliyah of the three is the middle one. Therefore, it's the one that has to get the 4 psukim. Daf Tzadik Tes. The only menorah that was made in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu was the golden menorah. And also one shulchan was made in the time of Moshe. This was the shulchan used for the Lechem HaPanim. The rule by matters of holiness is that we always do the less holy thing first, and then we move to the more chashav item, Mailin Bakaydesh V'ein Marid. Rabbi Yosef said, in the Aron we had both the Luchais Shniyais, as well as the broken pieces from the first Luchais. From here we learn that a Talmud Chacham who forgot his learning via an Einis, we treat him like a full-fledged Talmud Chacham. The Gemara says if someone is Isaac in Haitzas Hameis or Achnasas Kala, it's as if he learns Torah on that Inyan. The Torah was given in 40 days in Shemayim, and a baby's neshama attains a level of Kedusha after 40 days in the mother's womb. The next Mishnah. There were two shulchanais located in the Ulam next to the Heichal, one of marble for the Lechem Aponim, and one of gold for the old Lechem Aponim coming out. And there was a third shulchan in the Heichal, which had the Lechem Aponim in it all week. Four Kohanim went in, two with the Lechem, and two with the Levina. And because the Pasuk says, Lefanai Tamid, there was always bread on this table. When the old Lechem was taken out, it was eaten by the Kohanim. If, however, Yom Kippur fell out on Shabbos, so it was usher to eat, the bread was given out on Matzoi Yom Kippur. The Gemara. Reb Shimon ben Yochai says, even though a person just said Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis and Arvis, if that's all he says all day in terms of Torah, you're still yaitz of the mitzvah of Limud Torah. They told a Talmud who asked to learn Chachmas Yevanis not to learn Chachmas Yevanis. Many of the Amoraim were so engrossed in learning Torah, V'hagisa b'yom v'layla, that they virtually never stopped learning it. Rabbi Yishmael said, learning Torah should not be viewed as a burden and an obligation, and that once you spend your set time learning, that's it. And you shouldn't say, I'm going to spend 15 minutes learning, and that's it. You shouldn't view it that way, but a person should continue learning all the time. V'hagisa b'yom v'layla. Finally, the Gemara says the entrance to Gehenim is narrow, so the smoke in it will have a hard time getting out. Daf Kuf, the Mishnah. The new lechem is put on with new levina on Shabbos. If they put the lechem on it on Shabbos and put the levina, which is called the bazichin, they put it on Sunday, then it's pasul. Since this is pasul, it's not possible to have pigol, nicer, or tame on this item. The Gemara. The Avaida of Yom Kippur would begin with a check of Netzachama, and then they would check the Karman Tamid. Once they made a mistake, and they actually brought it before Netzachama, and it had to be burnt. Before Veshchita, the Kayin went to the mikvah. Finally, the last Mishnah, the Shteha Lechem, can be eaten sometimes on the second day and sometimes on the third day. For example, it would be eaten on the third day if Erev Yontif ends up being on Shabbos. And the Lechem HaPanim can be eaten on the ninth day, the tenth day, or the 11th day. The baking is not Deicha Shabbos and Yontif, but according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, it is Deicha Yontif, but it's not Deicha Yom Kippur. This marks the end of this parak. Now let's begin the 12th parak, Hamenachais V'Hanesachim, from the Mishnah. A flour that was huktash for a mincha, or wine was huktash for nesachim, if it became tame, so it's not roi for a carbon. Before it became mekudash in a kli sharis, there is an etza of pidyon. But afterwards, there is no pidyon possible. Eifus, Eitzim, and Levina have no possibility of pidyon. The Gemara. Before flour got into a keli, it can have pidyon, because it's only considered kedushas damim. Once it goes into a keli, pidyon is too late, since it now has kedushas haguf. Daf kuf aleph. Pidyon on an animal can only be chal on a behema, not on an eif. Shmuel says, if a person was maktish, a perfect behema taira, not for a carbon, but for bedek habayis, you can only be pited towards a carbon. But Rav Kahana says, a behema tahira cannot be redeemed at all. Finally, Rav Shimon says, if we're dealing with eichel, which is osir bahana, it doesn't have a din of eichel, and therefore it can't be metama tumas eichlin. Examples of isuri hana include shor haniskal, egla arufa, and peter chamor. Others argue and say that it can be metama tumas eichlin, but even Rav Shimon would agree that basar b'cholov, which had a shas ha-kosher, even though it's aser bahana, it can still be metame tumas eichlin. Daf kuf beis. Even though neiser is aser bahana, it is sometimes possible that it can be metame tumas eichlin. If a person brought a karban asham toli, because he had a suffix if he ate chelev or not, and then he found out he didn't eat chelev, If he found out before the Shechita, Remeir says, the animal becomes chulin. But the Chachamim say, Yiru ad she'istoev. It grazes until it gets a mum. It's sold, and the cash value is used for an adava. According to Rabbi Eliezer, we actually shecht this animal. The Mishnah. If someone made a neder to bring a machvas, which is a mincha in a flat pan, but instead he brought it in a marcheshes, a mincha brought in a deep pan, or vice versa, the carbon is good, but he isn't yoitze his chiyuv. If he made a neder to bring a double isarin in one kli, and instead he brought it in two kelim, or if he made a neder to bring it in two kelim and he brought it in one keli, the karban is brought, but he isn't yaitza his chayv. Tafkuf Gimel, the Gemara. The ki chiyuv is kasher natsarta veloi kasher hifrashta. The chiyuv is what you say at the shas neder, not the shas hafrasha. The Mishnah, as background. A mincha must come from wheat, from fine flour, with shemen, levaina, and using a complete isarin. If he was mekabel to bring something different, then he must fix his way. Gemara. Beis Shammai holds that if a person says two contradicting statements, we say tvais lashon rishon. We look after the first thing that he said. But Reb Shimon says we look after both lashonos. The next Mishnah. A person can make an adava to bring a mincha of 60 isarin in one keli. But if he says 61 isarinus, that's what he wants to bring, then he must bring 60 in one keli and one in the second keli. For example, if Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, then we have 61 esrinus, 13 parim, which is equal to 39 esrinus, 14 kvasim, which is 14 esrinus, 2 elim, which is 4 esrinus, 2 tamidim, which are 2 esrinus, and the carbon musaf, which is 2. That equals a total of 61. But 61 is too much, since it's going to be too thick for one leg of shemen put into it. The maximum amount of shemen, which we can deal with, one leg is 60 esrinus, 61 is too much. Gemara. If 60 is enough of a shear that it can be mixed with one leg, so 61, is 61 so much more than 60 that it can't also be mixed with one leg? Gemara answers, kol midas chachamim kenu. The midas chachamim is exactly what it's supposed to be. Like, for example, like the 40 saw of a mikveh needed for tefillah. No more. Actually, more is okay, but no less than 40 saw. Even if it's 39 and a half, since we say kol midas chachamim kenu, that's it, and it can't be less than 40 saw. Aye, but if it's pasul, if it's more than 60, why is it kosher if you don't mix it at all? We know that the halacha is, if there's more than 61 and 60 asurainus in the keli, then it's completely pasul. But if you have 58 and you forget to mix it at all, you don't mix it at all, then it's kosher. How is that possible? Reb Zeir answers, kol ha-roi labila, ein bila makeves, v'kol she'ena roi labila, bila makeves. This famous klal, it has to be something which is roi labila in order for it not to be makav. As long as it's 58, which is less than the 60, since it's possible to mix the 58 with the one leg of shemen, even if you didn't do it b'diavad, it's still good. Mashenkin, if the 61 or 62 is reinus, since it's more than 60, it's not even shayach at all. It's not even roi labila. Since it's not roi labila, then it's ma'akev. Kol ha-roi labila ein bila ma'akeves, but v'chol she'ena roi labila, bila ma'akeves. Daf kuf dalet, the Mishnah. A person, if he brings an adava of wine, the shear cannot be one leg, two, or five lugin, but it must be three, four, or six, or more, since these are what we bring with a keves, an ayil, or a par. The next Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva says one can bring a special karba nedava of wine, but not one of oil without flour and wine. But according to Reb Tarfon, you can bring shemen alone. Two people cannot bring a mincha b'shutfus, but two people can bring an ayla or a shlamim jointly. The Gemara. From Nefesh Kisakriv, we learn that only one person can bring a mincha, not shutfin. This marks the end of this parak. Now let's begin parak Yud Gimel, Harei Alai Isarin, the Mishnah. If someone makes a neder to bring an Isarin, he brings one. If he says Esrei Nois, then he brings two. If he said mincha, he can bring any kind of mincha that he wants. Daf Kuf Hei, the Gemara. If someone specified but forgot which mincha he wanted to bring, he must bring all five. This isn't like Reb Shimon, who says you can bring half chalas and half rakikin. It was according to him, he's more mekel, so this Mishnah cannot be according to him. The rule is that one must be careful not to force the expiration of a karban before its proper time. A mevian karban lebeis hapsul. Daf kuf vav. Is a person allowed to bring chulin in the Azara. Rabbi says it's osur, but the Rabbanan say that it's mutter to bring chulin into the Azara. If a person makes a neder on a small amount of flour, and in the same keli he brings a larger amount, in other words, is referred to as karban, the heavy gadol, according to the Rabbanan, he is yaitze, but Rabbi says he's not yaitze. The next Mishnah. If someone made a neder to bring eitzim for the Mizbeach, he must bring at least two. If he says levaina, it must be at least a kaimetz. If he says zahav, he wants to bring a nedava of zahav, then he has to bring at least a dinar. If he says nechayshes, it has to be at least a ma. Gemara. There is nothing burnt as much on the Mizbeach as the levaina is burnt on the Mizbeach. Even the oila, which is also burnt, but not as much, because the Kohanim at least get to eat the skins. Mashenkin Levina, no one gets anything, it all gets burnt. Tafkuf Zayin, the next Mishnah. If someone wants to give wine to the Migdash without a carbon, he must give at least three lugan. If he says shaman, that he wants to be Makdash without a carbon, then he has to give at least a leg, according to the Tanakama. According to Rabbi, it has to be at least three lugan. Gemara, if he's not sure, he must bring the maximum amount possible, i.e. the first day of Sukkot. If it falls out on Shabbos, then you have to bring 140 lugin of wine and 140 of oil, and this is what he has to bring. The Mishnah. If someone was makabel to bring an oila, but didn't specify which type exactly, then he should bring a keves. That's the minimum amount. Rabbi Lozer ben Azariah says he has to bring a bird carbon. This was the minimum amount where he lived. If he says behema, but he's not sure, then we must bring a few animals to take care of both parim and sain. If he specifies a black animal and he brought a white one, or he specifies a white and he brought a black, or he says a large animal but he brings a small animal, in these cases he's not yaitze. But if he says a katan but he brought a gadol instead, that's a machlekes. Gemara. There were 13 sheifarais, pushkas for tztaka, in the Beis HaMikdash, all for a special purpose, but 6 were for the oilais nidvas tzibur. Daf Kuf Ches. If a person was mafresh some prutais to bring his machtes hashakel, if there's leftover prutais, they're chulin. Mashenkin, if he has leftover from karbanas, the extra goes towards a nedava. The Mishnah. If someone said shor ze oila, and this animal gets a mum, he redeems it and uses the cash value for a new karban. He can bring a similar animal to the first, or two small ones which are equivalent. Rebbe assers this. Gemara. Rebbe says it's asser, because we'll have problems with the corresponding mincha. Others hold that it's a problem, because it's a different animal than the original nedava. The next Mishnah. If someone says, one of my lambs or oxen should be hektish, if he had two animals, the larger one should be hektish. If he has three animals, the middle-sized one should become hektish. Gemara. The same is true if an animal of chulin gets mixed up with an animal of hektish, we give the larger one to hektish. Daf Kuf Tes, the next Mishnah, as background. In the time of the Bais Sheni, the son of Shimon HaTzadik, who was the Kohen Gadol, when he died, his son Chanya went to Alexandria and built a Migdash. And the Mishnah says, if someone was Makabel to bring an Oila, he must bring it in the Migdash. If he brought it in Beis Chanya, he is not Yaitza. And the Gemara says, in fact, if he's Makriv, a Karban, in Beis Chanya, he's Oiver for Shchutei Chutz. The Mishnah. If a Kayin did the Avaida in Beis Chayne, it's Mechalel his Kedushas Kohuna, and he's possible for doing the Avaida in the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. The same is true if they did Avaida on Bamais. But in both cases, while they can't do the Avaida, they still get a Chelek to eat in the Karbanis. Gemara. If a Kayin did the Avaida, and he did it for Avaida Zara, B'shagik, it's a Machlekes if its future Karban in the Beis HaMikdash will be accepted. This Machlekes has been Reb Nachman and Reb Sheshes. If a Kayin did Avaida of Avaida Zara, but he did Shuvah, his future Kabanas will be accepted. If someone did the Avaida in Beis Chayne, it's a machlekes if this is called Avaida Zara or not. Finally, Rabbi Shuvah in Prache said, one should be careful not to take a high and lofty position because it can cause a person to do Averis. Daf Kuf Yud. Those who were exiled to Babel were called Banim, since they weren't treated too harshly by the Malchus. But those who were exiled to other lands were called banais, since they were treated harshly by the Malchus. The Gemara says one who learns Torah b'tahara is one who is naisa isha v'achar kach leimid Torah. Those who learn Torah at night, it's as if they do the Avaida. And those who learn Hilchas Karbanais, it's as if a person offers Karbanas. based on this Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Aleph, Sif Dalet, says that each morning a person should say a portion of the Karbanos, because this is like a person, it becomes as if a person actually brought Karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah. By different Karbanos it says, Ishe Reach Nichayach. Why does it have to say this Lashon in the Torah by all the different Karbanos? By three different Karbanos? Mishnah answers, because Echad HaMarba, the Echad HaMamit, Ubilvad Shechavan, Livad L'Shamayim. More or less, whether a person brings more or less in Karbanos, as long as he has good Kavana, he'll get Tzchar. Finally, the Gemara says, if someone doesn't have the proper Kavana by a Karban, the Karban is Pasul, since the Pasuk says, L'Rutzoinchem Tizbechuhu. This marks the end of this parak, and we'll say here, Hadron Allah, Nesechta Menachas.